So excited to be talking with another business owner from right here in the Valley, Stephanie from Sherrano Photo. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sherrano Photo is a photography business that specializes in live music and creative portrait photography. Over the last 4 years, I've had the pleasure of photographing more than 2,500 artists, and I currently work as the in-house photographer at Westside Bowl, which has given me the opportunity to document so much of the music scene right here in Youngstown.
It's great that you mentioned your work with artists and the arts here in our Youngstown community. Before Sherrano Photo really got into the swing of where you are now, what was kind of the driving mission or philosophy for you to get into this space?
So music has shaped my life in so many ways. I was a band manager for a brief time in high school. I've played the flute since I was a child, and photography became my way of contributing back to that community and back to that world. My philosophy is simple. Every single artist deserves to feel seen, whether they are playing their first show or touring internationally. I love being their number one hype woman and working alongside other people who are also chasing their dreams.
And that's incredible. You know, Youngstown obviously has a very vibrant local music scene. And, you know, I know there's a lot of artists that really want to make sure that they're seen in the best light. You know, how important is it for an artist to have the right photographer or the right shots that, you know, get selected or edited? You know, how big of a difference from your side of the lens does that make for an artist?
Oh, it's everything today, especially with social media. Branding is so important. And of course, there will always be people at shows that can take cell phone pictures. There really is a massive difference in the quality between a cell phone and a professional.
Sure. And looking back, what was the biggest driver for you to operate your photography business here in the Valley versus going to Cleveland or Pittsburgh or Columbus, where, you know, you have all of these massive, massive artists that come through? You know, what's so special about doing it here?
So honestly, a big inspiration for that was my good friends, the Conkle Brothers. They are a local acoustic duo, and watching them play shows locally and really fully commit to their art was so inspiring. It helped me realize that building a creative career locally was actually possible. So starting my business here felt very natural, and I still feel that way. There's so much talent here, and I feel so, so, so proud to be a part of documenting it.
That's incredible. And looking forward, what kind of legacy would you love to leave here in the local Youngstown music scene? You know, both from your business side, but also, you know, from your personal side.
It's a great question. And it was not something I ever really thought about until you sent it over. So I'm really glad. My legacy will be about more than just the photography. I hope that I can serve as a reminder for people that their dreams are valid. And if I can build a career doing what I love here in Youngstown, then someone else can too. And I hope that by living boldly and showing up wholeheartedly for my dreams, it gives other people permission to do the same.
Looking at your business as a woman-owned business in a field that is dominated primarily by male artists, male groups, male, you know, musicians, you know, where does that kind of leave you?
I would say all in all, the most important thing is just finding the right people and the people that are going to support you no matter what. But with March being Women's History Month, I think it's also important to mention organizations like Book More Women. They work to advance gender equity in music through data and through community. And their most recent report showed that throughout the lineups of 9 major U.S. music festivals, only 21% of booked artists were women. And that statistic really highlights why supporting women in music, both locally and nationally, still matters.
That inclusion is so important, and it absolutely does matter. But before we let you go, Stephanie, what is the best way to get a hold of you at Sherrano Photo?
They can reach out to me on Instagram at Sherrano Photo, SHERONOPHOTO.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk today, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.